Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report for Wednesday, January 8th. Markets seem to be in a bit of a holding pattern ahead of the much-anticipated USDA report on Friday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
The nervousness is remember, all last year in 2019, we had the USDA wrong-footing us all the time, right? We were always kind of wrong-footed on each one of these big reports because we were feeling like things were going to be going one way, and the USDA told us that, no, that was a head fake. Everything's gone the other. So the tension is palpable, and we've seen the funds get out. They were the ones that were short and kind of drove the market or cannibalize themselves on the way out as they drove that market higher with their buying to cover their shorts. So where's the new long going to come from? I think that's what the trade's thinking about.
Chicago March wheat futures up just a quarter of a cent to 550 and a quarter. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 2 1/4 cents to 475. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein a touch weaker yesterday. Bids range from 610 to 612. Club wheat of ordinary protein also down slightly. Bids range there from 610 to 787. Dark northern spring wheat prices down as much as 6 1/4 cents. Now bid between 681 and 3/4 to 706 and 3/4 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures recalibrated after yesterday's big rally. That market down 75 cents to 126.52 and a half on the February board. January feeder cattle went the same direction, down $1.52 and a half to 145.90. Class 3 milk had a positive day yesterday, up 13 cents to 17.10. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Tim Hammerich.